We're doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the generation that doesn't have a Kohen, a priest, a Navi, a prophet, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. What's left for us? The prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we see that this prayer has a special place. The prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's in place of the Kohen, Navi, Beit HaMikdash. This prayer, different than all the other prayers of the year. On the 10 days of repentance, Aseret Yomei Tshuva, starting from Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, right? Instead of HaKel HaKadosh. And the third blessing of Shemoneh Esrei, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. This is the time that Hashem shows His kingship. He judges the world. Now, if you're not sure what you said, so you start from scratch. Because if you know you said HaKel HaKadosh, so you could correct yourself within about a second and a half. The amount of time it takes you to say three words. 1, 2, 3. I guess that's about a second. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. It's about a second. If you say HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. So, that's okay. Then you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. It's best that you try during these 10 days to daven from a sitter. It's a good way to ensure you don't mess up. And it's a good way to have kavana. You should each try to get a machzor on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The davening is different. Don't count on the yeshiva's machzor. You should own your own machzor. Get one with Hebrew English so you understand what you're saying. We also add, during these 10 days, Zochreinu Lechaim. We add sentences in the Shemoneh Esrei. You guys know what I'm talking about, or should we see it inside a sitter?
No, the great bit. In our school, great bit.
Yes? Jonathan, yes? Dov, should we look in a sitter? Nope. We'll look in a sitter. Everyone here, are we all Ashkenazim?
No.
Okay, so for us Ashkenazim... What? For us Ashkenazim, we only repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh, if you missed it and said HaKel HaKadosh. And we Ashkenazim also add in the Kaddish, Le'ela u'Le'ela. When you say Le'ela min kol b'chata v'shirata, so us Ashkenazim say Le'ela u'Le'ela. We know that on the night of Rosh Hashanah we do things that should be a good sign. It's as though we started off on the right leg. So that's why the first very important thing we should do on Rosh Hashanah is be happy, be with a smile, be calm. Be serious, but happy, and not get upset, not get angry. Before Kiddush, we make a declaration, Tachel Shana uVirchotea. May the year begin with all its blessings. We make Kiddush, we smile, we show our love to our fellow man and our family. And then we have other smaller signs. Remember, the big sign is what type of human being you are. The little sign is that you have the head of a fish, that you eat certain vegetables that indicate that we should be plenty and that our enemies should be cut down. We eat a date and we say a blessing of Borei Pri Ha'etz and Yitamu Soneinu, and then we eat an apple dipped in ani, and we say we should merit to have a sweet year. A lot of people also have the custom that they dip their challah in honey until Hashanah Rabbah. Sometimes people also eat all kinds of vegetables where it's unclear whether they have to make a blessing on those vegetables. So it's good to eat the vegetables within the meal, and then you know you don't have to make a blessing on them. Some say the Yehi Ratzon, may we merit to have a sweet year, etc., before they make the blessing and eat it. Some say it after they made a blessing and took a bite. Each one with his minhag, none of this is too critical. I mean, it might be critical, but we don't know what's right. So, whatever you do, there's a meaning like this, and there's a meaning like that, who knows? Now, if you don't have honey, you can dip it in sugar. That's also okay. We try to have salt on the table, even if you're not going to dip your challah in salt. It says that salt, the Medrash says, when we're silent and we're not talking Divrei Torah after we've washed our hands, so there are angels that try to say something, and then the salt has this potency to represent the covenant we have with God and say, look at them, they're still okay. However that works. It's a good thing to eat good meat on Rosh Hashanah night and to drink sweet things. The idea is to eat sweet things on Rosh Hashanah night. And that, again, signifies having a sweet year. There's a custom to learn Rosh Hashanah, the tractate of Mishnayos, which has all four chapters. There are four meals on Rosh Hashanah, so you could cover the whole tractate. Of each meal, you learn one chapter. Some people have the custom that they don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah by day, the first day, until afternoon time. Most people don't get home from shul or finish the meal till afternoon time, so that's okay. If you're not doing anything with your time, you might as well sleep. The whole idea of not sleeping is that you're learning Torah or saying Tehillim. But if you're not doing that, then there's no point. You might as well go to sleep and have more koach to do what you have to do.